This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett for our opening market discussion. Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. What are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a very dull day if things don't change. Overnight, we really had, maybe a 3 cent range in corn. You look over at soybeans and 8 or 9 cent range. I mean, that's a tight range for both of those as we've traded over the last several weeks and months, especially for a Friday. One thing that we've noticed here lately is that most Fridays, it seems like this bean market's kind of gotten beaten up. A lot of forecasts seem to be a little wetter on Friday than what they do on Sunday night, Monday. I don't know if that's going to transpire here today.
I was looking at yesterday's export sales report, strong report again, and I see the number total shipments this year up 32% from last year. What do you make of those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, fantastic numbers. Actually, whenever you look, wheat has really shined here lately. A lot of folks said a week ago, hey, is China done buying wheat? I was asked that. You may have even asked me that. I don't know. I know I was asked several times. I said, yeah, I don't believe so. I mean, it just didn't feel like it. I know that China had come out and said, well, we might be done buying wheat. But, if I wanted to buy something and I was China, I think I'd say that too, because we saw what the market did whenever, they kind of said maybe they aren't interested in buying more wheat. Market dipped. They were able to come in and buy more wheat. And so, I guess my personal thought process is that, as you move forward here, I think China's got the ability, the tendency, maybe step in here and buy some U.S. corn. We're getting a lot of whispers that there's been some corn already purchased. We don't know if that's true or not.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up a quarter of a cent at 479.5. January soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1314.75. On the Merck, December live cattle down 22 cents at 167.27. January feeder cattle down 30 cents at 219.05. February lean hogs down 62 cents at 69.85. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72, and Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 16.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.